The problem here is there's not much upside to keeping Olafmeister. Like, he's not a good or a fragger. His skills have decayed way too much. And as a result, FaZe Clan's fragging in general was actually pretty lackluster for me most of the time. And then he's not enough of a specialist to make use of what a great veteran, a great mind once upon a time he seemed to have for the game. And he just seemed like a not that good supportive element in the team. Like, he didn't seem like a very good player. So listen, replacing him anyway was the right move. But replacing him with Rops, this is a slam dunk. You do this move 100 times out of 100 times, boys. I even think Rops is actually pretty much the ideal player you can get, bearing in mind you can't just go and get Ziwu. Simple. Doesn't seem like device is available. Like, of all the players you can get, I think this is the best possible one that was available and within market value and willing to join the team. Like, think about how good he is, how good he has been, what his role is, the fact he has history with Kerrigan. I mean, you almost can't ask for a better move. He's always got a great attitude. He's still so young, but he's still experienced in the game. I mean, man, like, this is almost a perfect signing for FaZe Clan. I get it. And the fact that he's played under Kerrigan, he's played under him and had success. They were one of the best teams in the world when they got going towards the end of 2019. So I think this feels like an instant, the puzzle pieces just fit together between the in-game leader and the start, and you've got an amazing base. Then you're adding in twists. Look, Rocky's pretty good. So let's look at this team now. Let's consider the structure of FaZe Clan right now. They have two legit star players. Now listen, I didn't say superstars, because at the moment I have to see Rops do it again in a top squad, and I have to see Twists get back to that level. He's been very streaky in the past while he's been in FaZe Clan. So I think on paper, these are two legit stars, though. These can be two. I mean, let's be real. These can be two top 10 players in the world. Like, that's possible. So you already have got a really nice star duo. I even love the contrast in style. Like, I look at Rops, I see like a super consistent, slightly more passive player. You look at Twists, you've got the streaky but explosive, incredible aim. I mean, I love that pairing typically in CS history because there's not much overlap. Get Right and Forest, Cold Zero and Fur, Device and Dupree. Think how many fucking titles guys like this have. Then you have, as well as the two legit stars, you have the great in-game leader, the world-class in-game leader with experience. You've already got a fabulous beginning to a team here. Usually you get one or the other. You either get your stars or you get your great in-game leader. You're getting both at the same time. Then, yes, it starts to get a little bit less sexy. Then you've got a good AWPer, with some clutch factor, by the way, which I think makes up for some of his AWPing issues. Not such a great opening AWPer or a T-side AWPer or aggressive AWPer, sure. But in this team, I actually think stylistically, he's going to work out Brokey like a better version of Amanek. I think it's going to work for him. And I think actually it won't matter that they don't have a dominant AWP, except that it might not be number one. They can certainly match up. And this could be a team where they're not having a proper AWPer in terms of the traditional. So that could work very well in this squad, in my opinion, with how good the riflers are. So I think if you look at this team, then I actually go to Twists. I think his aim is bonkers. It allows certain like entry scenarios that are just nuts. In clutches, he is actually ridiculous. He wins clutch. I do not think anyone else could win almost, except the simples of the world, Nikos. If his crosshair is anywhere close to them in clutch scenarios, I just think he's getting the kill. He's going to tap this guy, double cut that guy, spin 40 degrees and kill that guy. Like, this guy is so unbelievable. And this team, he's truly unleashed and free. Then, obviously, you've got Rain, the ultimate soldier, the guy who will entry, the guy who will play supportive site, the guy who play a shit site if you want him to, the guy who'll throw the flashes for you. But you know what? At this tournament, my lord, boys, he is not only leading a whole bunch of stats in terms of like what he's able to do, he is the fifth ranked player in the whole tournament, and his opening kill stats are crazy. This guy is playing in arguably like career form, and at the moment, obviously, he was the guy who wasn't there when JKS won IEM Katowice with him in the final, and he did not win a major. He's been in this team the whole time. What a sick story that would be, right? So the interesting thing for me is, with those being the lineups, let's talk now a little bit about those teams overall, though. Because if you were to contrast them, here's the problem. Na'Vi has the individuals, and sometimes on CT side, I feel like they're getting back into the monster form where you just can't stop them. On the T side, I don't feel like they're as consistent as they were last year, though. The same beast that could not be killed on that scenario and had monster T sides. They're just good now. I actually think a mixture of Rain entrying and the way FaZe is being played, I think actually FaZe is the better team and has the better structure and fits together better in a fabulous way. So the cool thing is, in strengths, the firepower goes over to Na'Vi. They have the better individual player, better maybe even two or three players, depending on where you count Rops overall. But I think this is the difference. They don't really need it to be much more than they have in FaZe Clan. they win, sometimes by small badges, but they win, and they win with consistency, and their stars do turn up with consistency and do their job even in the games they don't necessarily pop off in. So they show how you can have just enough fragging or a little bit over that, and that can be enough to get the win. It has, they have done over Na'Vi in two or three occasions, two big series already this year, obviously. So I think the interesting thing is you go with like the two monsters on the side of Na'Vi fragging and the by committee approach, and then even Rian's actually outperforming them at this tournament thus far. You look at the way FaZe played in that final, they would not die. The old FaZe, the old Kerrigan teams years ago, they'd have lost when Na'Vi got them tight at the end of Inferno. On Nuke, they'd have just been in a scenario where they'd have like given away a few extra rounds. They'd have pushed silly. It had gotten really close. Yeah, you could have seen that. Not this one. This is a different team. This is a different Kerrigan. This is not the FaZe of your daddy-o. Now, the players in this team, what a great job. This is a rare example, I think, where every player did a really good job. And sometimes, even above and beyond, so I'll start with the main man, the MVP and the real most valuable player of this tournament. And he's the guy, in theory, who's supposed to be the supportive element, who's the entry sometimes. It's Rain. Unreal impact. Go look at the stat on HLTV. He's broken that meter, boys. He's playing some hard spots. He's playing some bad positions. He's not getting all the resources. He's the top rated player for the tournament after the tournament ended. The tournament had Simple and Bit doing great things. Had Zewu, had fucking hell, boys. Spinx, Staun, doesn't matter. A guy from Norway who used to be one of the great players back in 2015, 2017. Somehow he's doing it in 2022 at age 27. That's just impossible to me. Man alive. You have to just tip your hat to him. What a performance. What an incredible way to have it. And the impact he had in these actual games, like the final, that Nuke game was a work of art. Get that demo if you ever play outside or against an outside player and study that fucking thing, just like you did Electronic at the last major against G2. Because the way those guys with a rifle control that outside by themselves is a fucking work of art. It's unreal. I like think the thing I love about this team is because they're so different to the Boston Major team and that team that didn't win the era because they kept losing all the close games to underdogs. These guys thrive on a close game. If you make this game close, they get into it. It fires them up. They all start just trying to be the hero. It's fucking amazing. And this is the thing. They're becoming one of my favourite lineups ever to watch in CSGO. That list isn't very long, by the way. It's some of the greatest teams ever. It's Fnatic 2015, who could do anything and cycle the MVP. It was Astralis 2018, probably the greatest tactical unit ever to play. It was Very Games 2013, one of the best well-rounded complete teams ever that should have won the major. Versus Pro 2015, just my favourite era when they were going back and forth to TSM and Envious and fucking Fnatic, and they were beating the best teams in the world and getting off MIP. Obviously a classic team. Team Liquid 2019, I thought until the other than the Na'Vi team, probably the most firepower ever. Crazy, didn't even need to use utility to smash your head off, to shoot your face in with a deagle. Na'Vi last year obviously was bonkers. Like I say, that was like the fucking Neymar, Suarez, Messi, Barcelona one. It was ridiculous. But I actually think of all these teams, the one they remind me of the most is Fnatic 2015, because they just do Fnatic things, as it were. Like, they get in a tough spot. You know one of the big three or four is going to get something done. You know that everyone can sort of, like Kerrigan can make his mid-round calls. You know they're going to be too clutch and the support player's going to be a bit OP. You know they've got an aggressive, sick aim rifler. You know they've got an AWP who's not really like a traditional AWP. It's more about movement and getting people, catching them off guard, then hitting the mid. Hey, you see what I'm saying here? Like, man alive, this is one of the coolest teams ever, and I think they could beat anyone. That's why I picked them against Na'Vi and Simple. I told you I don't pick against Simple. I did in this one, because this team is better than Simple as a player. He's just one player. He's the greatest. He's the great one. But I tell you what, this team is better. No one could really have anticipated he would actually, like, and this isn't even like a mean one, like, you know, where they sometimes give like a player who overperformed. He actually even statistically was like the MVP of this major. I even remember in like the final on the last map. If people don't know, outside is CT or Nuke isn't where you put like your bad player. That's where you put the guy like an eco or someone who's going to frag out or something. Like, he was fucking carrying the whole thing. Like, at the end, it was almost like we were in his movie or something, I felt like, at that major. That was ridiculous, right?
Yeah, I think the most he calmed on that CT side, Nuke was dead.
Okay.
It was like, yeah, it was like not so much what he was doing. He was just roaming around, playing off feeling. And that's what I said. Like, once Rain is in that mood, everyone starts laughing in the team, because like the communication and how he sees and how he aims is just something out of this world. It's so fluidly. It's perfect, you know. But it, in his role, especially on the T side, he's not always going to get huge impact. He's a lot in, he has a lot of rough duels, but obviously when you put him in a final on Nuke CT side outside and we won the first map, he's fired up and he knows this is how we... He's not going to stop. If you might kill him one or two times, but he's still going to come through the smoke and still play aggressive. And that's why we have him. Like, he's super good. He's always doing the same, and that's also why, even if we sometimes lose, like we lost on T side, like we're playing bad, the bad trades are bad. Me and Rain is still doing the same, but if we don't get the trades, me and him, it looks very bad. But we're always doing the same thing. Like we will never back down. We always play aggressive. We always do what we used to do. And if we both have a tough game, it looks really bad on paper because the way we die and the way we move. But one thing I always loved about him, he doesn't change. Even winning the MVP, he was still super chill dude.
Okay.
Going to the next tournament, obviously a little more confident. But then obviously he has these off and on tournaments, but you know it from day one if he's there, you know?
When you actually finally get there after all that time, like it's got to be a crazy moment, right? So could you even believe it was real? They handed you the trophy?
When I think back in this period of time, that we won the three biggest trophies within a span of 6 months. And I've, you know, since that is gone, it felt so fast, you know? I was still high on the catcher's rim because that meant mentally and emotionally way more to me how we're able to do this. Once again, I'm bringing a stand in, we're winning a tournament. Like, it's incredible story. Coming to the major, we could feel that we were the favorite to win the tournament. Everyone expected us to win, or at least go deep to the final. Or if we lost to Navi, that maybe could happen. But we were expected to win. So I think I was just high on the bubble. You know, like when I lifted the trophy, I told the guys I didn't want to lift it, but they all pushed me forward that they wanted me to lift the major trophy. You know, and it was, I couldn't believe it in the beginning, but on the same time, it was going so good for the team. It just felt like it was meant to be. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like from when we went into the tournament, losing first map, but regaining focus and playing good CS. And it just felt like it had to happen, you know, like it was. I think it's only after it was, I felt like I did it, but it's not enough for me. You know, I had more chances to win major. I have to win one more. I have to win other trophies. So I just think like, at that moment when we lifted the trophy in at the major, my eyes was on a grand slam already. I couldn't even enjoy the win because I knew we are such a good momentum and so good in the mood now, team, that we have to close out the grand slam.
Now, in terms of how FaZe won it, first of all, Rops is the MVP for me. If I look with the eye test, I look at like impact rounds, I look at like the who was needed to save a round, who was putting up the big frags, who was fragging and keeping you in games where other people struggle, it was Rops for me. Individually, I actually think he's now approaching his career peak again, the way he was at the end of Mouse when Carrigan was still there and he was still really good. I think he's actually becoming, this is why I always thought when Carrigan got with him, and especially when they changed his role in 2019, like this guy could be unbelievable. Because I see him as like the next Nico. Now, he hasn't yet developed fully into that, but I always thought, well, you saw how good Carrigan and Nico were. Imagine if this works, because the difference is Rops respects Carrigan. Rops is totally on board with it. You notice all of them are. None of them question him in the way that the old big stars were, because the problem was, like, look, Nico's Nico. He hadn't had the big success before. But you look at people like obviously Olaf Meister's won everything with Fnatic already in a totally different style of team. You've had Guardian already be with people like Zeus and other great players. And by the way, Guardian respected Carrigan as well, I can tell you right now. So difference is, it's also the relationships key there. So Rops was amazing at this tournament. Twists and Brokey, if you have different criteria, you could make a legit call for either of these to be the MVP as well, which, by the way, assures you they are truly back to doing it by committee, and they all showed up. It's also why, in all discussions about how great some of these players are, Carrigan the IGL can get a lot of credit for these titles, but it doesn't make sense, in my opinion, to compare the three in the committee as though they're the one that won that trophy and then some godlike player. Like, for example, is Brokey a greater player than Nico because Brokey's won the major and the grand slam? No, because the difference is, if Nico won it, maybe not with this G2, it would be because Nico was the reason, the main star, probably the MVP of the whole thing. When Brokey does it, sometimes Rops is the MVP, sometimes Twists is, sometimes Brokey is himself, sometimes Rain is. Well, you know what? What a fabulous set of teammates and what a fabulous team to have that happen within, right? And then you've got who? Rain, the fourth best player. This guy's a soldier who got rewarded with all the spoils at the end of his career. That's so satisfying a narrative. He is way too good for his age, his role, and his experience level. This guy, like, the joke is there are times he, in games he's contending for MVP, and sometimes in tournaments he can even do it, which shouldn't be possible from the position he's in and with the people he's playing with. And then I'll just mention him because no one does. If you look at Robban, here's where I'll give Robban some credit. They were able, again, to close out key maps and to be able to come back into certain map scenarios and overcome first halves or weird starts from the other team. I think this guy just does an excellent job smoothing out all the wrinkles, keeping everyone on track, keeping everyone with the same goal. He just, whatever he does, it works, doesn't it? So FaZe is one of the best lineups to ever play CS. They're one of the most exciting and entertaining. I think the most exciting and entertaining since Fnatic 2015. Yeah, there are less titles and opportunities in this era, but that's actually why it's more impressive that they've won so many and won the Major and the Grand Slam and all the big titles. It actually makes it way more impressive. I think this runs mega underrated. People are acting like this is the circuit where you play 30 lands and then they just happen to win like 5 or 6 titles. No, this is like where you play like 12 lands and they win 5 or 6. That's bonkers. That's insane, guys. So yeah, mad props.
Oh yeah? You and whose army? Well, how about the Skrilluminati for one? They're the people who support my content. This video was kindly supported by The Concept, Matt Pugnatio Racula, Toucan, Jensen Gore, Tosh, Jason, Bane Diesel, Animosity, and you know it, everyone does. A special thanks goes out to my main man, Jerky's Minion, for the long-term support. Do you want to ask a question for my AMA videos? Would you like teasers? Find out what upcoming guests I've got. Want to suggest a topic or a guest? Maybe you want to be part of one of those one-hour lengthy online discussions I do where the topics are set by you. Well, if any of these perks or more tickle your fancy, I think you know what to do by now. Put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati where Patreon link in the description below.